Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here at Lighthouse Christian Church, and we are just so grateful that you were able to join us here today on the podcast and program. So today I have a lovely guest. My wife Lisa is with us. So welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah, so glad that you're able to join us, and really looking forward to what we're bringing to the table today for those who are listening. And it's going to be a great day for you to grow in the Lord, to take a topic, which is what we do. We have a topical Bible study. We take a topic and we break it down. We talk about it here on the air, and then we hope that it will help you to actually enhance your walk with the Lord in your life. So what is our topic for today?
How to develop miracle-working faith.
Wonderful. How to develop miracle-working faith.
Is there anyone out there that would like to have a miracle? Do you have any sickness in your body that you've been believing God for healing? Is there something like diabetes you've been diagnosed with and you're done with that? You don't want to walk in that anymore. Let's see how we can get free from sickness and disease. In Romans 10:17, it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God."
Yeah, I always have said it this way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing,
and hearing,
and hearing, and hearing. You know, because that's why God's really called us into the word in a daily type manner in our lives. You know, because if we're not hearing the word of God, if we're not pursuing God through a relationship with the word, and through prayer and all that, you know, we're really not hearing what it is the Lord's trying to say. You know, God is speaking to us constantly in our lives, but true faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what do you need to hear in your life to develop miracle-working faith? You need the word of God in your life.
And the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is a power and a source, and God works by faith. Jesus is the author and developer of our faith, so we need to grow in our faith daily. How do we do that? By spending time in God's word. Yeah. Your faith will increase, and the more you speak over your life, speak the word of God over your life, your faith will be increasing more. Why don't you speak this over your life? My faith is increasing in Jesus' name.
So there you go. There's your catchphrase for the day. So you want to have more faith, begin to speak, my faith is increasing in my life every day. That's actually not a bad thing to do when you wake up in the morning. Say good morning, Lord. And then
good
just
morning,
say,
Lord.
My faith is increasing today.
Thank you that my
today.
Faith is increasing in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I should try that.
All things are possible, and there's nothing that we face that is impossible, because with God, all things are possible. Faith brought sight to a blind man, and remember that in Luke 18:35-42. You want to read that?
Yeah, it says this, "Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And he said, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And then Jesus said to him, 'Receive your sight, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God." And what a great scripture. Let's kind of look at this a little bit and break this down, because there's a couple of key elements into how to develop miracle-working faith happening in here. Because the first thing I noticed is The world is always going to tell you to shut up when you start talking words of faith.
Exactly.
You know, did you pick up on that?
They're like, you need to face reality. But guess what? Reality isn't that I'm sick. Reality is that I'm healed.
Yeah. You know, because they warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried all the more. See, faith says, I'm not going to settle for what the world is telling me. You know, true miracle-working faith says, I'm going to press through beyond whatever it is that is going on in my life, whatever this circumstance or situation is. This guy was blind. Maybe for you, it's, I got to get the rent paid. I got a physical ailment that I need to overcome in my life, or it could be emotional distress. It could be loss of a family member, any number of things. But you know what? You're going to have to press through the muck of what the world is throwing at you, and you're going to have to, you know, cry out all the more. I love that, because he says, you know, they warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And you know, I just think that's powerful, that this guy was not going to be quieted. He was not going to settle. He's like, I've had enough. I heard this guy heals blind people. I'm a blind people. He's going to heal me, and I'm going to cry out until he does.
And immediately he received his sight, and then he glorified God. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. I think sometimes people receive healing, but then they start going back into their old ways. They start, oh, you know, I don't really feel as good, or I don't know how long this is going to last. Like, they'll start to feel better and say, well, it'll probably come back again. I remember that time in Africa when you went and you prayed for someone that had a headache for, like, how many years was it? Like 30 years or something?
No, 20 years.
20 years.
I had a headache for 20 years.
That's a long time. 20 years.
Yeah, it was witchcraft.
And you had a word of knowledge over him. You prayed over him, and the headache went away. And what was the first thing he said after his headache went away?
Yeah.
He said, it'll be back.
Yeah.
You want to believe that it's going to come back?
Don't say that.
After
20
years.
Do not say that.
20 years.
It is not coming back in Jesus' name, you know? But I love that when this guy cried out and they went before him, they said, stop, quit, don't, you know? But he cried out all the more. And in verse 40, it says, so Jesus stood still. You want to catch God's attention, right? God is looking throughout all the world for those who have faith. He's looking for people who are believing. He's looking for people that are fed up and crying out and saying, I want more, God. I want what you have in my life. And, you know, I love it because Jesus stood still, and then they commanded him to be brought to him. Jesus said, bring this guy to me. See, when we have faith, when we step out and when we start looking into you know, developing miracle-working faith, it's going to catch God's attention, and he's going to draw you closer to him. He's going to send for you to come close to him, and that's what I love about faith, is that when I have faith and when I'm in the most faithful moments of my life, God is always pulling me closer to him, you know, and that's what, isn't that what we really want? Don't you want to be close to the Lord?
Oh, for sure.
You know,
definitely.
And as we begin to have more and more faith, I believe that we will have a greater intimacy with the Lord. He'll command that we be brought near to him. And that was another thing that really stood out to me in this scripture. I love it.
Let's talk about the story about the woman who had the issue of blood. And a woman who suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind him and touched the fringe of his outer robe, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" While they were all denying it, Peter and those who were with them said, "Master, the people are crowding and pushing you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, because I was aware of the power to heal had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she had not escaped unnoticed, she came up trembling and fell down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being."
Yeah, it's crazy, because she touched Jesus in faith. And the fact that she came out in public, which was something she was not supposed to do at all, being unclean or whatever you want to call that, was a testimony. And, you know, with her condition, you know, the law, which, You know, we always find this battle between faith and law, you know, between the spirit and the law in scripture. But, you know, she wasn't allowed according to the law to even be in public. But she stepped out in faith and came to receive her healing and touched the hem of his garment, and her faith brought the healing out of Jesus. Jesus didn't even know. You know, your faith can pull things out of the heavenly realm, and God can be like, oh, wait, I just saw something happen over there. Hold on, what's going on over there with that person? I think that's really cool.
They declared the word of God over their life, and now they're seeing the results because they put their faith with the power of their words. Do you need healing? Start declaring scriptures of healing over yourself. Speak it out of your mouth. When you go to the doctor and he'll prescribe you medicine and he'll say, hey, take this twice a day, why don't you start speaking the word of God over yourself two times a day as well?
Yeah,
pull
right.
out some scriptures about healing and go ahead, take that medicine. But after you take the medicine, start declaring the word of God over your life. And I bet you'll see a lot more results because Jesus is the great physician.
Yeah, I love that. I challenge you, you know, try that, guys. Step out and see what God might do if you will start to trust him. You know, the scripture says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God has already preordained a path for you to walk out of a lot of the things in your life, but he's waiting for you by faith to grab a hold of what his plan is for your life and what he has in store for you personally, you individually. God has a desire to meet with you and to share with you and to discuss with you all the things that he wants for your life. So, you know, we've really got to step in and by faith begin to grab what it is that God has for us.
We have to be so careful with what we say with our words. Don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, my back is killing me. That's not a good confession. Maybe you are experiencing pain in your back, but Jesus took the stripes on his back so you wouldn't have to feel that pain. So you just thank the Lord and declare, thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed. And I thank you that this pain has to go in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I love that, you know, in that scripture with the woman with the issue of blood, you know, Jesus said, who touched me? You know, are you willing to touch heaven today? Are you willing to touch the Lord with your faith? I think that's something that we really need to look at in this scripture and go, God is seeking those who will reach out and grab a hold of what it is that he has for them. And she knew healing was in Jesus because he had been displaying that. And some of you need healing today. Some of you need breakthrough in your lives. Well, Jesus is walking by. Are you going to sit there? Are you going to sit still? Are you going to cry out? Are you going to say, God, I need you. I want you. I need you in my, you know, are you going to get so desperate and so hungry for the things of God in your life that you will run through a crowd where the punishment was death for the woman with the issue of blood? If she was caught, you know, in her condition, brushing up against people as an unclean person, you know, she could have been put to death, stoned on the spot or whatever.
She took a risk.
So she was taking a risk.
It to get the biscuit.
That's true.
And she took the risk.
Yeah.
In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. God has great and mighty things for us, better than we can even ask, think, or imagine. The devil wants us to put, he wants to put fear and doubt in our mind, but don't believe his lies.
Yeah, that's so true. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And, you know, fear and doubt are one of the greatest enemies of faith. And, you know, we've got to get to a place in our life where we recognize, where we understand that, you know what, I'm not going to walk in fear anymore. So many people are walking in fear from doctor's reports, from their checkbooks, looking at their bank statements, looking at the bill pile of bills on the table. And you know what? God's bigger. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. As we tap into the resources of heaven, then the things of this earth will grow strangely dim. The concerns of this life and the cares of this world will fall off of us, and we will begin to see the supernatural provision of God come for every area of our life, physically, emotionally, and financially. We can experience breakthrough, but there is a thief, and he is trying to come and to steal and to kill and to destroy. And what's the number one thing that he's after? Your faith.
And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The devil wants to get into your mind. He'll attack you in every way he can, trying to get in control of it. But we need to use the word of God as a tool to fight off the attacks of the devil, just like Jesus did.
Yeah.
Like, remember in Matthew 4:3-10? Now, when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him again, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you will serve."
Yeah, that's amazing. So if you're trying to develop miracle-working faith in your life, I mean, look at all the different temptations that Jesus was, brought up and brought through by the enemy. First, there was physical. He had just fasted for 40 days, and he's hungry, and he's like, "Turn these stones into bread." And he could have, Jesus was 100% God and 100% a man. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone. So what's he doing? He's pointing you to the word of God.
He's saying, "It is written."
It is written.
So there's scriptures in the word of God. "It is written, Lord, your promises say that by your stripes I'm healed. Lord, your promises say that every need that I have, that you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory." So we then speak the promises of God over our life and declare it over our life in faith, and we see results.
Yeah, life and death are in the power of the tongue. If you want to develop miracle-working faith, first thing is to know the word, then to begin to speak the word over your life, right? Speak it over your situation, speak it over your circumstances, and faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So as you begin to speak it, as you begin to declare it over your situations, you begin to believe more and more that this is the truth. This is what God said. This is where I need to go. This is what I need to do. This is how it's going to work out. It's going to play out exactly the way that the Word of God says it's going to work out. All things are going to work together for good for me in my life because I am called according to God's purpose in my life. Things are going to be always moving in a positive direction if you can keep the word of God on your lips and you can begin to allow that faith to build and strengthen. It will eventually become miracle working faith where heaven now has to respond to what it is that you are declaring because you're speaking the word over your life and now heaven is like, "We've got to go and partner with your word, God. Your word cannot come back void. It must accomplish that which it was set in the world to do." So therefore, as they're speaking the word, God is going, I just felt faith. I just felt faith like that tug on his garment. Something just went out of me. What was that? Oh, Kevin's and Lisa are believing for something over here on aisle 3. Let's get over there. All right, hold on. There's faith there. I have to go respond to that because of faith. Now, if you see fear or intimidation, in the enemy's work, God's not going to respond.
We have to replace those thoughts that come. When the enemy starts shooting darts of fear and darts of worry and things like that, we need to replace those thoughts with the word of God and build up our faith by speaking the truth of the word. What Psalm 138:7-8 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. And your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect. That's what concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever.
Yeah, I love that scripture. I love that though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will what? Revive me. How many guys need revival in your life today? You see, and we always in the church, we're always praying for revival. We're always looking for revival. But you know what? The true revival comes from us, you know, operating in faith. It comes from us believing the word of God above everything else and saying, I'm not going to let the world's circumstances knock me around anymore. I am going to be revived in the Lord. I'm going to believe what his word says. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to see victory in my life because the word of God says I have it. Not because I deserve it, not because I've been good enough that God has to do it for me. That's not the way it works. It's by faith. And then true faith and miracle working faith always goes back to the cross. You know what I mean? If we really truly want to look at how to have miracle working faith, the first faith we have to believe in is that Jesus died on the cross to give us everything that we need, that all of our needs were met that day on Calvary. When Jesus said, it is finished, he meant, I have just given them every resource of heaven. I have restored them to sonship and daughters of the King. I have made them ambassadors for my kingdom. I have given them the ability now to be cleansed and made righteous and holy and perfect before God. So therefore now they're containers that I can fill with the Holy Spirit. And now my spirit can come back and live in them and teach them and guide them and comfort them and bring them to the place in their life where they can experience true victory in their life. So, you know, we've got to get to this place where, you know, we are ready to be revived by the presence of God in our lives. Amen.
I like how it says that the Lord will perfect. That's what concerns me.
Yeah.
So good. What do you have in your life that's concerning you right now?
Ooh, that's good.
Do you have bills that are concerning you? Do you have sickness that's concerning you? Are you having a marital issues or maybe problems with your children? God's going to perfect that.
Yeah.
Trust the Lord with all your heart that he's got the plan, and you just have to tap into his plan by speaking the word of God and by putting your trust and faith in him and declaring the word of God over your life. The word of God will not return void. So speak it over your life and put your trust and faith in him. And that's how you'll have miracle working faith.
That's right. Because the enemy's trying to rob you. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come that you might have life, and through miracle-working faith, the complete and total victory in your life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait.
just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Kevin and Lisa here at Turn the Light On. We're just so glad that you joined us today. We have been talking about how to develop miracle working faith. So, Lisa, how do you develop miracle working faith in your life? Well, let's give them a few practical application things.
I think number one is to read the Word of God every day. And I mean, it doesn't have to be hours on end.
Right.
It could take 5 minutes. Just start somewhere.
Sure.
Read the Word of God every day.
You can ponder a scripture. I can read like just two lines of scripture and think about that all day, honestly. And
well,
just
that's number
have
two.
God talk to you.
Meditating on the Word of God, meaning like thinking about it and allowing it to soak into your heart. So you read a scripture and you just think about, thank you, Lord, that your Word declares that you have exceedingly abundant. You do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. Man, that's amazing. Exceedingly abundantly. Man, what could I think? What can I imagine? And then you just start developing into that. It's
really picture cool. it. And then how about speaking it out of your mouth? You know, just confessing the word, speaking life. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Faith will come into your heart if you speak it out of your mouth.
That's
true. How you plant those seeds into your heart by speaking it out of your mouth.
So before, I just want to encourage people out there, what situation do you need to begin to speak the Word of God over in your life? You know, first you need to read what the Word, figure out what the Word says about that problem, then begin to meditate on what the Word is saying about that, and then you need to begin to speak life over the situations in your life, you know, and the things that you need to know, and then faith will come into your heart.
And then worship and give thanks to the Lord. Thank the Lord, praise Him, get the worship music on, and just say, thank you, Father, that you're my provider. Thank you, Lord, that you're my healer. Thank you, Father, that no matter what situation that I face, that you work it all for good in Jesus' name.
Yeah, faith comes by hearing and hearing.
And hearing and hearing.
And hearing and hearing and hearing. So, you know what? Let's get it in your heart and let the Word of God come out of your mouth and let's just see what God can do. You know what? I believe that God is a miracle-working God. So if you will apply miracle-working faith and grab the hem of the garment of a miracle-working God, guess what you're going to get?
You're going to get results.
You're going to get a miracle.
Amen.
So you know what? We all need a miracle in our lives. We all need to step out and say, Jesus, I need a little bit of help. I need you to work with me on this situation, that situation in my life. And some of us need to humble ourselves. Some of us need to repent of some sin in our life. Others, you know, we just need to get over the fear and the anxiety, and we just need to begin to walk in true faith towards the Lord. So, guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today, and we'll see you guys next time here at Turn the Light On.
God bless you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community. Yeah.